Hello, ladies, and welcome to the Emerge Woman Magazine podcast, where we keep it real, relevant, and relatable for today's woman. I'm your host, Kiana Cressman, founder of Emerge Woman Magazine, and we are so excited to welcome our amazing guest, Dr. LaShonda Gary, to today's episode. Welcome, Dr. LaShonda.
Thank you so much. Hello, ladies.
So tonight we're going to actually discuss kingdom wealth building or creating wealth God's way. And Dr. LaShonda was so well received and blessed our listeners the first time we had her on as a guest that we've invited her back, and we are so glad that she accepted the invitation. She'll also have a standing column in Emerge Woman Magazine, ladies, featuring topics on marketing and whatever God lays on her heart through Dream Build Success. And we'll talk a little bit more about Dream Build Success tonight. So we look forward to receiving her expertise and the lives that will be blessed by it. So I'm just going to share some details about Dr. LaShonda. She is the CEO and founder of Dream Build Success and InWorks Tax Services. When you first get a glimpse of what a single day in her life looks like, you begin to wonder if somehow she has more than 24 hours in her day. But you'll find a highly charged businesswoman paving the way for limitless success of her clients. She has a passion for purpose. She believes that everyone should activate their gift from God. She started developing products out of her need as her family, business, and faith expanded. As a true entrepreneur, she created many of her businesses out of her personal need because the idea of having a business and a brand built around God is her vision. With her contagious energy and impressive roster of motivational and entrepreneurial successes, Dream Build Success founder Dr. LaShonda Gary has taken empowerment to an entirely new level by helping others turn obstacles into opportunities. A living example of success, she has hosted life-changing empowerment sessions selling out in less than 72 hours. Turning your passions into paychecks and enabling her to help fellow entrepreneurs worldwide. Dr. Gary has worked with everyone from the political elite to medical executives to national winners to several elite physicians and government officials throughout the United States. So we are so blessed to have the international speaker, author, awarded entrepreneur and pastor, Dr. LaShonda Gary. And ladies, I just want to say we do like to share extended bios for our experts because we have proven experts who can really give tangible feedback and have coaching, consulting practices and businesses that you can really receive help from. So we will share her information and how to contact her after the podcast episode. But I'm telling you, you want to get connected to Dream Build Success. God is using it in a mighty way. So we're going to talk about kingdom wealth building. And before we get into the details of some of that, we'd like to just talk to you a little bit about your personal journey, Dr. LaShonda. You shared part of your testimony on the last episode that you were on. So for our listeners who are just learning about Dream Build Success and yourself, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your journeys and how you came to where you are today?
Wow. Well, I am so appreciative. Thank you. And, you know, my journey into entrepreneurship was not a path that was that I grew up. I'm a first-generation grad entrepreneur. So for me, after working 6 years, having perfect attendance in corporate America, I was suddenly laid off on March 2nd. I walked into the office just like any great sunny day. And by surprise, I walked in and thought I was getting a promoted because that's the only reason I really got called to the office. And when you don't have a plan, God will plan your life out for you if you listen to Him. So my journey has been a journey of pain. It has been a journey of production. And just to give you an example, you know, I always share people the part of my testimony that you can be educated and broke. And by my the description of my biography, you can tell that I have a lot of paperwork and letters behind my name. But that has nothing to do with where God wants to take you. So for the journey of, you know, having 200 employees, managing $13 to $17 million for 6 years consecutively, I literally went from college to $9 an hour to six-figure, you know, a corporate career. And,
wow.
You know, when the bottom falls out is basically how I got into entrepreneurship. I lost a lot of money in my 401k because I was uneducated about my tax situation. And so through that, you know, the journey has been from one startup, not having a client, not having a vision. I never had a business plan. I just knew that I was hungry and I did not want to be broke anymore, broken in my spirit or broken financially. And so God, through the pain, God birthed entrepreneurship in me while he was developing me as a minister early on in my entrepreneurial career. So I went from $42 walking to work to six figures in 30 days. So I just thank God for that part of the journey. And so I want to encourage your listeners, you know, you can do it. You know, a lot of times, you know, you may not have the business plan. I did not have a business plan. I did not have an office. I did not have one client, but I had a promise from God. And when you have a promise from God that he would, if you seek him, you'll find him. And then, you know, if you draw nigh to him, he'll draw nigh to you. And it's been God's hand through the whole process.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. I love it. That is so amazing. And also, so in that short amount of time, the six figures by the hand of God, you also, during that season in your life, you faced health challenges as well that you overcame. Can you tell us a little bit about that too? So you had the financial piece, plus there was something else to overcome. For people who feel like sometimes it's just finances that people may have to overcome, by the power of God, she overcame so many different things as well. So can you share a little bit about that too?
Absolutely. Yes, I continue to celebrate. God is a miracle-working God, and I look at my journey. I'm a real documented miracle. I was diagnosed with a spinal and brain tumor, and
wow.
So I had to learn how to walk again. And so it's documented at MD Anderson. It actually took 13 physicians to diagnose me. And so when you think about entrepreneurship and you think about how God will allow you to lay in the valley and not let you die where you are, for those of you that think that your dream's going to die, you think that God can't use you even when you are in what they consider your deathbed. I literally went from death to destiny. And my process was, I'll take it a little further. I was actually depressed, and then I went to the deathbed, and then I went to destiny. And so now I'm helping people birth out of their, you know, out of their deathbed into destiny. So for those of you that think that, you know, I learned to lay hands on my medical bills because the devourer can come in many ways. The devourer, like, for an example, I just want to break it down. For an example, one of my medical bills was $32,000. And if you don't have a plan and you know that your plan is based on the things of God, the enemy can come in many ways. A lot of times we look at it as credit. We look at it as, you know, haters. But the enemy is only allowed to do what you allow him to do. So I had to literally learn to walk again, learn to use my motor skills again. You know, even when I'm on the stage, and I praise God for a year solid, I never sat down in church because I thought that I'm not rolling in here. I'm going to stand every time I get in the presence of God, in the house of God, really to give him glory and to show people what a miracle really can do in your life and what it looks like.
Wow.
So I just thank God that, I was humble enough to be a vessel and to be a sacrifice, for his glory. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much. Life-changing. Oh, my goodness. And the thing is, it's like we're hanging on to every word because God is in it. So that is so awesome. And what hope it gives to people who are in so many destitute situations that sometimes, because of social media and or because of the appearance of looking like they're okay or fine, you know, you need that word from God, that encouragement that you can make it. And so thank you so much for sharing that. Somebody definitely needs that, that may not have anybody that they think they can reach out to or that understands where they are in their specific valley or dark place. So we thank you so much for your transparency and just sharing, what God has brought you through. So what does kingdom wealth building mean to you, Dr. LaShonda, and meaning to our listeners, to create wealth God's way versus the worldly way? And why is it important that Christians have wealth?
Well, I think that is a great question. And so when you're dealing with entrepreneurship and you're dealing with kingdom building and you're dealing with wealth, the world has perverted the word wealthy. right? We don't, it's not very common to see someone praising God and shouting and celebrating God that's a millionaire, you know, that's super wealthy, you know, like we call it the super rich, but when you're kingdom, you're super, super kingdom wealthy.
Right.
So when you build it, when you build kingdom wealth, you want to look at it as the original plan of God. You know, there is no lack in the body of Christ. There's no scarcity. Only the world operates in scarcity. So yes, we can all eat and be merry, and we all can create it. God is not creating anything new. Everything you need is already in you. The thing that we have to understand is you have to tap into that part of you. So if it's something that you're lacking in when it comes to wealth, maybe it's a wealth of, maybe you just didn't ask the right question. Maybe you don't, you're in the wrong circle. Maybe God has promoted you out of that circle and everyone around you is dormant and they're in loader bar because God has already promoted you. So you're operating out of a place of lack. And so what happens is I tell people, God talks to you when it's kingdom wealth. He talks to you in three different places. He talks to you through people. He talks to you through places. And he talks to you through things. It is up to you when you want to listen, when you want to turn the volume up, and when you want to ride that horse bareback. So when we think about kingdom wealth, a lot of times entrepreneurs or people, you know, the body of Christ, sometimes the saints, they get upset because the bank will not finance them. Well, why are you asking the bank when God created you to be the vault? You know, you have to look at this, have to say, why will I continue to go and be rejected? And I haven't prayed, I haven't fasted, I haven't sought out God's hand, really, to say, is that where I'm supposed to go and really seek out and get those funds, right? You know, sometimes the body is so concerned about getting grants and things like that. I see that in nonprofits all the time. But why don't you take a course and become the grant writer and then get paid for learning, you know, your knowledge? Maybe that's where God wants to pass your wealth into. So, you know, I could go on and on about kingdom wealth, but my main goal is do not sell your soul for a dollar. You know, so many times people will compromise their beliefs. They will compromise their faith for, you know, a status. You know, wealth is a mindset, but also wealth has a lot of zeros and commas behind it.
Wow, that is so good.
It has commas and a lot of zeros behind it because what that does is it establishes your dominion and authority within the body of Christ. And, you know, when you operate in a wealth arena, a wealth realm, when God releases that mantle on you, that means that God can trust you. And Bishop T.D. Jakes says it so precisely. He says that God is, he wants to bless you, but can he trust you? And so I would challenge the listeners even today that if you haven't, if you're operating out of a stagnant or stale or a dormant place, have you miscarried your dream? Have you miscarried your vision? Have you aborted the original assignment? And if you have, maybe that's where your wealth resides. Where your gift is, where your wealth resides. So tap into your gift and push play.
Wow, that is a mouthful there. And wealth is a mindset. Wow. Many times we look at it as just the commas and the dollars. I mean, there's so many things. That's why I'm so glad everyone will be able to replay and take notes. But wealth is a mindset. Oh, wow. So why do we oftentimes, Dr. LaShonda, look at wealth as just the material items or, you know, having, because you have people who have a high net worth, but they're so broken inside. And I remember hearing you briefly share on the episode that God wants us to be whole from the inside out and whole financially. So why do we sometimes overlook the importance about wealth being the mindset first before we can see, you know, it materialize God's way in our life?
Well, I'll tell you what, when we look at the brokenness and we look at the mindset of wealth, you have to look at it as most of the time when people are operating out of a lack and out of that isolated place, it's because of a spirit of slavery, right? It is a soul tie. And you're literally walking around. You may have your MAC makeup on. You may have your Mary Kay and your red bottoms on, but then you're broken in your spirit because you haven't dealt with the issues of the heart. And when you think about the mindset, you have to understand that when God changes your DNA to think wealthy, what he is doing is he's actually giving you an injection of the anointing. And in the Word of God, it talks about he gives us power to obtain the wealth, right? And so what we're literally doing is he's giving us a blood transfusion of Emmanuel. So when he gives us that DNA exchange, we have to understand that from it's from the inner parts. So for some people, I will tell you that if you're operating out of lack and your mindset is not focused, I will say whatever has your attention is your God. So you need to turn to that and say, can you save me? Can you teach me how to get wealth? Most likely it will say no. What it will do is get you distracted. The worst thing about a distraction is a distraction, you don't realize you're distracted until it's already completed its assignment. So if we could just really get our minds sober and be clear about where we're supposed to go, where God wants us to go, you know, and how God wants us to shift the body of Christ with our skills, our talents, our riches, then that's when the mindset can change. And if you will change your mindset, you can change your whole family.
Excellent. Excellent. Thank you so much. So well spoken. Wow. So please tell us about the mission and vision of DBS Dream Build Success, and how does DBS empower and equip businesswomen and men for kingdom impact and influence?
Amen. Well, you know, Dream Build Success, basically the mission and vision of Dream Build Success is to just three simple things. We want to engage with you. We like to dialogue. We like to see where you are because we want you to be whole, and we want you to live holy. Number two, yes, our goal is to educate you. I believe that the people of God perish and the body of Christ will perish, and women and entrepreneurships, in the marketplace will perish with our lack of knowledge. I believe that the number one goal is wisdom. You want to seek out the wisdom of God. And then we want to empower you. We want to thrust you. You know, empower doesn't even do justice to where we want you to go next.
Excellent.
Amen. So that's our goal. Our scripture is Luke 1:37, with God nothing shall be impossible. So if you show us something that you believe is impossible, we'll show you 10 ways where it is possible. Because we operate in the faith arena. And so when you tap into Dream Build Success, you will definitely be not only uplifted but transformed when it comes to your faith. So that is our ultimate goal. Yes, ma'am.
Excellent. Excellent. Wow. Thank you so much. And we'll talk more about what's on the horizon for DBS as we go along and some of the awesome events that are coming up. So here's an interesting question here about Christian clergy and wealth. And you're not just a speaker, an international speaker, author, but you are also a pastor. So from the clergy perspective, how can Christian clergy and believers as a whole wisely combat the perception that preachers or believers are dishonest if they have wealth? So we have you covered if you're not, you know, a minister as well, but particularly when you're a leader and you have platform, and a platform doesn't just mean you have thousands of followers, because you can have a lot of influence, you know, and a lot of ways over people. We just want to make sure we're using that God's way. But particularly some of the attacks that spiritual leaders and ministers may face if they do have wealth, how can we wisely combat that perception?
Absolutely.
That being humble is equated with being poor.
Amen. Yeah, you know what? I will tell you, one of the characteristics of Christ is to be humble and to be meek. So that is the strongest attribute, I believe, of our kingdom assignment. Now, when we combat it, one thing that I do is I'm not tormented by man's opinion about what God told me to do. So early on, I learned how to live boldly. And if I can face death, I can face man's opinion. Let that settle in, right?
Yes, now I'm not overly emotional, but that one gave me goosebumps. Wow. Whew, that's so good.
And I just want to be honest, if I can really face death, that is the worst thing you could ever face. And so I'm no longer tormented by men's opinion of what they think that God should have, where God should have me operate out of and in. But what I do is I do my best to educate them and let them know that, one, I paid a price for where I am. I became the living sacrifice, where I was laid up and I was almost slain for the call of God on my life. And then number two, it's not only about me. We believe that everyone that's attached to Dream Build Success and my ministry will win. So we have so many testimonials that we even make the unbeliever believe. And so when we look at how we combat it, we're just very transparent. I'm one of those, I call a spade a spade. You know, if the world has... let's keep it real.
That's right.
The world has tormented the word of wealth. And I believe it comes from the lack of knowledge, and it comes from a slavery spirit. When you think about the story of Moses and you think about how he had to go up and get God's glory and really seek out God's hand to bring the glory back down, and then to see that the people were so distracted. And when I see people that have something to say, I identify with one, you operate out of fear because you fear that God will use me and elevate us in this season or the clergy in this season to do something unheard of. And so I would look at it and say, oh, you have a lack of faith. Now, I'm not a judging. I'm just saying that's what it is. And then I would say, if you will pay attention and listen, I love you enough to educate you on how you can tap into that mantle as well. The next thing I look at it as, and as a pastor, one of my strongest attributes early on in ministry that I tapped into was love. So a lot of times for me, it comes with a lot of forgiveness. I forgive them for they know not what they do. And I believe that is the part of the being a sacrificial lamb. So Excellent. Basically just educating, making sure that I do my best to be honest. I'm very transparent. I believe that we do not have to go to the world for answers, that the body of Christ should have them. And when you don't have the answer, you can either ask for the answer, seek out the answer, or sit down and be quiet until God wants to release and give you the answer. So that's really how I deal with it.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. Wow, that's so good. Thank you so much. Man, so why is it so important for us as women to shift and renew our mindsets, especially building wealth generationally? And I say women, I know that, God has blessed us and wired us a certain way as women and wired men a certain way. But as life bearers and nurturers and oftentimes we're accused of focusing on the wrong things when it comes to building business and creating wealth and just focusing on the emotional side of things. But as a whole, why is it important for us as women to shift our mindset where wealth creation is concerned?
Amen. I believe that women, particularly, we are visionaries. We see how our family should be. We see how the home should be built. We see how we should look, and it could be far-fetched, it may not be a realistic view. I believe that once we shift our mindset, I think one of the most powerful things that you can do right now as a woman in the body of Christ is to really pour into our girls and pour into yourself. Mm. Because we are someone that also gives so much, but then we're also filled with all types of issues. So when you are I like to call it a neutron. You're giving and taking, right? So look at that. We have to understand that if we can transform our minds, we are the hub of the home. And you may not be married. You may be a single woman right now. You may not have children, but you are still someone's hub. Your girlfriend may come to you at work. You may be the person that smiles at someone that hasn't had a smile all day at the grocery store. If we can really transform our mind and see us as the Father sees us, then I believe that we'll not only change our families, we'll change territories, we'll change the global world, literally, by just transforming our minds. And then we'll be able to receive what God really wants us to receive. I believe that's when we will be able to sever what the enemy meant for bad, whether it's having a distorted view of, how you're supposed to look, a distorted view of, when you're supposed to be married. The society puts labels on the women, right?
There's a lot of labels.
So we change our mindset, right? You change your mind, then all of a sudden you can see from what God sees, and you can look at yourself with a God vision. And so you'll identify with kingdom identity when your mindset is changed. So we won't have so many women that will be easily distracted or provoked into anger, or there will not be any envy or any strife or as much hurt. I believe that God will continue to deliver us if we continue to transform our minds.
Amazing. Thank you so much. And so a lot of what you said also sounds like changing our perception to how God sees us. Everything begins there. We don't see ourselves the way the Father sees us.
Yes.
Any foundation that's not built on that is sinking sand. So thank you for outlining that so beautifully. And so practically, it's powerful, but it's also practical that you can take it and walk it and live that out. So thank you. How do you remain humble, and maintain a balanced personal and family life. You're smiling, you walk in the joy of the Lord. We know that, you know, everyone faces obstacles, but, you know, you can tell how grounded you are and rooted in God's word. But how do you remain humble with all that God has allowed you to accomplish and achieve?
Well, a lot of things that I thank God that, you know, I have not forgotten where I come from. And when I say that is, recently I was able to host a completely free conference, and it was an excellence. And I'm so reminded of the girl that walked to work with an education. And for me, I operate in healing and deliverance. So I really think about the heart of a father. I believe that if my goal is and my objective is to have the heart of God, then how could I not remain humble? You know, God can use anyone. He chooses who he would use. And I'm just blessed that he selected me for such a time as this. But I believe that God is using those that are humble to be major strategizers in the kingdom. So daily, when I have a good balance. So I believe in vacation. You know, I am married.
That's right.
So we believe in taking our vacations. You know, I pay the price, you know, I'm in the financial industry, so I want to make sure that I'm not on always level 10 or 12 or 20. I want to stay balanced, you know.
Yes, absolutely.
A practical thing that I do is I live on a schedule. I try to take my parents out once a week for lunch to let them know that, yes, I am extremely busy, or, yes, I am flying all over the country, but I love you. I try to spend time with my family members and let them know that, you know, yes, you see the stage, you might see but I'm at the end of the day, you know, this is my generation. Y'all are my bloodline, and so I care about you. How can I go and lay hands on everyone else and not be concerned about my siblings or my family? And so that keeps me humble as well, because I always stick to my original blueprint. I won't deviate from what God originally told me. And so that, you know, for those listeners that, you know, you may have your platform growing, you may be growing supernaturally, you know, and really fast. You want to make sure that, you know, don't forget, you know, those people that helped you in the beginning.
Don't
do that. Because, you know, you're going to be held accountable for that. And I remember that.
Yes, wow. That is so good. And I know they have to be grateful, especially when they've seen the journey, the true journey, and witnessed, you know, what God has brought you through and to. So that is so awesome to share that. Remember your loved ones. Remember, you know, those who are with you on that journey. So what is on the horizon for DBS in 2019? Can you share with our listeners about your books and upcoming events and speaking engagements and how they can connect with you? Because we know you are busy and traveling around the country doing the will of God, and so many people, so many lives are being changed. So how can they connect with you if they want to purchase your services or attend a conference?
Absolutely. Well, it would be an honor to worship God with you, first of all, and to really build something great with you. You can go to dreambuildsuccess.com, or you can follow me on all social media at LashondaGeary.com as well, or LaShonda Geary. So I'm so excited. On June 28th and 29th in Houston, Texas, we'll be hosting the Dream Build Success Conference. It's a powerful 2-day.
Yay! I'm sorry, ladies. I got to say yay! And we have a nice following in Houston, so thank you, Dr. LaShonda. So can you repeat those dates one more time?
Yes, absolutely. June 28th and 29th. And you awesome. Definitely want to be at that conference. You will be able to make not only just connections, but kingdom connections. I will share with you one of the things that Dream Build Success is known for. We are a conduit for the anointing. So God uses our mantle extremely heavy in the business side of it and ministry side of it extremely well. Some of the testimonials, we've had some of the attendees triple their income in less than a week. We've had some launched radio shows. We had multiple radio shows produced since November from our last conference. So I would love to worship with you. We're actually hosting a conference in August in Nassau, Bahamas. If you would like to attend the SHIFT conference as well, that will be in Nassau on Paradise Island this summer.
Nice.
I know we're excited. We're traveling all over, but you can definitely go to our itinerary, and you can see us all over. We are so excited, but we would love to worship God with you.
Wonderful. And I see you have an amazing product line in terms of your teaching and coaching. Can you just give us a couple of, if women want to buy some of your content, like I saw that you have a whole series on how to build six-figure incomes and just the practical side of it, writing your vision, doing all those things, making it plain, where they can, you know, purchase that from, and they can purchase that from anywhere around the world, correct?
That's it. Anywhere around the world, we ship. It doesn't matter if you're in Bali right now, I'll ship to you.
Awesome.
Well, I'm excited. I wanted to really make business make sense, because I went from $42 to six figures in 30 days. It's unheard of, but it is possible. So with that, I created products, and we have a lot of products. I have my Facebook growth strategy, which is bananas right now, literally taking people from 100 followings to, you know, thousands of followers within 7 days. So you can definitely find that. I have my marketplace marketing course, which is a powerful course that I taught at the Millionaires Academy. And so I've been in business for 13 years. And with that, I've been able to really produce quite a bit of content. Dreamville Success, my six-figure book, is my number one bestseller. And so you can actually go to Amazon. It's on Barnes & Noble. We are even in Kindle. You can go and
awesome.
Go to iTunes and grab that book as well. So, yes, ma'am, I would love, love, love. And can I share my mentorship program?
Oh, please do. Please, yes.
Absolutely. Thank you for that. Well, I've been hosting a mentorship program, but today I actually launched the SHIFT mentorship program, and basically just want to shift you. If you're someone that is stuck in start, if you're someone that's stuck in neutral, and you're trying to really understand the dialogue of how to get to your next destination, the SHIFT mentorship program is a 10-week program where I will walk you through. And we actually have face-to-face meetings if you'd like to fly out to Houston or come to Houston, or we'll have virtual classes. And then we have one powerful masterclass where we all come together, and I only do that once every 10 weeks. And so this will be the premier inaugural season. So I want to encourage you to get in there, and it will be limited seating, but you can go to dreamgirlsuccess.com. But I believe that God wants to shift the listeners. And I believe that
excellent.
What God is doing in this season, he's using people that have no names, that people barely know about, but he's
yes, he is.
And you need a midwife to get to your next season. And so I am
awesome.
Someone that can help get your breech baby turned around and get it pushed into destiny.
Awesome. I love it. And we only have, you know, God's handpicked folks on this podcast. Thank you so much for sharing. Oh, wow. And so will this mentoring program that you started, Dr. LaShonda, is it for a limited time, or like how can people, you know, do they have 30 days, or like, not that we're trying to stall anything. I just want to know, is it being offered for only a specific amount of time? I know sometimes there are, you know, programs that are only offered for a certain time.
So it is only offered for the next 14 days, and then we will close up for the season. And so typically, just to give you an example, I released it today about, I think, at noon, and we already have three people that have already signed up.
Oh, my goodness.
And it's an investment. And so with that, I only take a limited amount of seating because it is so hands-on. And we want to make sure that you get results. I believe that this is the year for the shift. And so that's the word that I'm using for the entire year, that God is shifting us financially. He's shifting us health-wise. He's shifting us in relationships corporately. And so I believe that that's what God wants to do. So it is only 14 days for the next 14 days. And for your listeners, if they use your Emerge Magazine code, when they sign up, I'll create a discount code. I will allow them to receive 20% off.
Thank you so much, Emerge family. Jump on it. I'm telling you, your life will be changed as a result. And not only that, you'll be able to help others as well. That's one of the things that we admire and respect about the work of God through Dr. LaShonda, is not only is her work blessing and transforming lives, but it's helping others to become those same change agents in the earth as God has willed us to be. So thank you, thank you, thank you. We look so forward to your column as well in the magazine and all of the great things to come. Get that discount, lady, sign up, 14 days. And so we are so excited, and thank you so much for your time today, Dr. LaShonda.
Absolutely. God bless, woman.
God bless. All righty. Bye-bye.